The Osgood File, sponsored by BASF, enabling its customers to meet the current and future needs of society. BASF, we create chemistry. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. For the second time, the Supreme Court has upheld Obamacare, proving, among other things, the demonstrators will chant even when they win. More after this. In his majority opinion, Chief Justice John Roberts said that when a law contains an ambiguous phrase, you must interpret it in a way that makes the most sense in the context of the whole law. And thus he concluded that despite the ambiguity, the federal government can continue granting subsidies even in states without their own health care exchanges. He implied that to decide otherwise would be like calling Congress stupid. Therefore, Congress couldn't have really meant what the law said. The dissent from Justice Scalia was his most scathing yet. CBS News correspondent Jan Crawford was there.
Calling the court's reasoning absurd, interpretive jiggery-pokery, and pure applesauce, Scalia said the law was clear and accused the court of rewriting it once again to get the result it wanted.
That sent millions of Americans scrambling for a dictionary to look up jiggery-pokery. It is a British phrase meaning underhanded manipulation or trickery, which tells me Scalia and Roberts won't be carpooling anytime soon. Senator Ted Cruz immediately doubled down.
We will repeal Obamacare, and I will fight with every breath in my body to make sure that happens.
Senator Mitch McConnell predicted more misery.
Today's ruling won't change the skyrocketing costs and premiums, deductibles, and co-pays that have hit the middle class so hard over the last few years.
And the president? He basically told Republicans, thank you for calling it Obamacare.
Someday our grandkids will ask us if there was really a time when America discriminated against people who get sick. Because that is something this law has ended for good.
The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.